Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. My name's Bobby. So glad you're here today. As we dive in, we're just a few weeks away from Easter. And so if you're in the Sugar Hill area, I want to invite you to be part of all things Easter here at Sugar Hill. That whole Easter week, we think, is so powerful as we point our heads and our hearts towards the greatest event that has ever happened on this earth when Jesus beat death. And so the best way to find out about all things Easter is just to go to the simple website, sugarhilleaster.com. Again, that's just sugarhilleaster.com. We've got a fantastic Palm Sunday service scheduled. We've got a wonderful online Lord's Supper experience on Thursday night. We have a in-person Good Friday gathering. We've got several Sunday gatherings for Easter Sunday. We start with a sunrise service over in the Sugar Hill Bowl, and then we have services at 9, 11, and at 5, and at 11, we also have our Spanish gathering. And so the best way to find out about all of that, let's go to sugarhilleaster.com, and you'll find links to the Facebook event where you can RSVP and say, hey, I'm coming. And if you feel so inclined to click the share button, and I would encourage you to do that, to share it on your timeline and invite some friends to come with you. Well, as we dive in today, I want to pick up our conversation from Tuesday and talk about one of the most dangerous things that you and I have, and it really is our tongues. Our tongues get us in trouble, the things that we say. What's interesting is every other body part basically has a remedy. If you have high blood pressure, there's things you can do to mitigate that. If your gallbladder begins to give you trouble, they just take it out. But this one little part of our body that gets us in trouble and is so dangerous really is the tongue. When you think about it, there's so many words that we say every single day. We see words on the internet. We see words on social media. We see words in print. We see them on Kindle books. There's so many words around us that if we're not careful, we'll forget that our words actually have weight on them. And when I say that our words have weight, what I mean is we underestimate that once we've said them, that they have the power to change something in somebody else. This is the way James says it. He says in James chapter 3 and verse 5, he says, "So also the tongue, it's a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a force to set ablaze by such a small fire." And he uses that same kind of picture throughout the chapter, that the tongue is small, yet it does big things. Just like a small rudder can steer an entire ship, just like a small bit in the mouth of a horse can steer a horse that weighs hundreds and hundreds of pounds. So similarly, this small tongue can affect every part of us. And so here's what I want to do today. I want to remind you of four things that the tongue can do if we're not careful. And the first one is this: the tongue can be destructive. He talks about this fire. And here in Georgia, we are very familiar with the Gatlinburg fires just a couple years ago, how a small fire caused really millions, $500 million worth of damage, cost 14 people their lives, injured more than 190 other people, and it's taken years for the economy to snap back. Well, in a similar way, what comes out of our mouth, those words that we say, can create a fire in somebody else's life. And I think if we've all be honest, at some point we have torched a relationship because of words we've said. It's destructive. A second thing that is dangerous about the tongue is it can create distance. It can create distance. In other words, it puts a space, a gap between us and other people, and sometimes between us and God. I think all of us have friendships that have gone by the wayside, people that we used to be close to, but because something was said or texted, now they feel like a stranger. Sometimes it's a relative. There's people we haven't talked to in months or maybe even years. Sometimes it's even your spouse. You live in the same house, but you don't really talk to them. It can create distance. A third thing that the tongue can do is actually demonstrate whether we are mature or not. And so in verse 2, he talks about the idea that if we can handle our tongue, if we can understand it, if we can bridle it, then that shows that we've grown up. The problem is, too often people think they have matured, but then they disprove it by what they say. And I'm telling you, people that are maturing in their faith pay attention to what they say. They don't make excuses. They don't act like it's not a big deal. But here's the last thing the tongue can do. It can actually create destiny. This could be a good thing, And honestly, sometimes it could be a bad thing. He talks about this idea in verse 6, the root of what we say. But man, the tongue is this creative force. You and I, we live in a world that was created by God speaking words, speaking the world into existence. And what I found is the way we use our words can either build people up or they can tear people down. Your words can create destiny. And so I would just ask you today, would you think about how you could use your words? Your words have weight. To every parent that's listening, your words carry an even heavier weight in the life of your child. To every dad listening, for whatever reason, your words carry more weight than anybody else in the life of your child. To every manager that's listening, your words carry weight on the people that serve alongside you. To every boss, to every leader, your words have the potential of creating destiny, not just in your employee's life, but even in the lives of their family members. Your words are powerful. Handle them with care. Well, thanks again for being on the podcast. If these are helpful, I'd love to know that. Drop me an email today, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. And if there's a topic, if there's an area that you'd love for us to speak to at some point, let us know. We want these to be encouraging and helpful and something that you would consider sharing on social media to get the word out. But thanks again for being here. Swing by sugarhilleaster.com, and we'll see you back here tomorrow with Pastor Chuck for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.